see that time they're on, I think. And it's very Russian forms.
Ever tease a girl, even when she tells you to stop?
Ever playfully hit or slap a girl or a woman?
Ever call a woman stupid?
Ever believe a woman who is hit deserves it?
Don't be that guy. This message is brought to you by ANPAVA and supported by Women and Gender Equality Canada.
Welcome back to Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That one stretched just a tad longer than I intended it to, but that's all good. Again, Fire Within My Cold Heart by Deutsch Nepal. Sid Deutsch. I think, I don't know where they might, let's do a little field research. It wouldn't be an episode of Wire and Nerve without some field research. Okay. Swedish. There you have it. Shout out Cold Meat Industry. We have another one coming. I think it's a cold meat. I don't actually know. But got some cool stuff. I've been intending to play this forever, and I might be at the point where I did play it and then I forgot I played it. But you're gonna have to deal with it. This is Missy Denial by DN.AI Death. Don't let the, if you ever look this up on streaming, don't let the formatting fool you, because they messed it up. It's cooler when they spell it like how it's supposed to be spelled. Off the album Snake Pit from just last year. It's wild. I listened to this album for the first time after a long night. I was getting ready for bed and it freaked me out. So let's hope that's not where you're at right now. Let's give it a listen.
Spanish moss hangs eerily from cypress trees rising from the black water of a Louisiana bayou. The water ripples where a slender form glides just beneath the surface. At first glance, it appears to be a snake. But look closer, and you just might see a long, narrow spike of a beak at the tip of a slender neck. It's a snake bird, a colloquial name for the anhinga, swimming with just its head and neck above the water. Anhingas belong to a small group of birds called the darters, and they look a bit like cormorants. When hunting fish, an anhinga hangs motionless in the water or swims slowly just below the surface, its neck crooked, almost like a cobra's. The anhinga has specialized muscles and a hinge in its neck. And when an unwary fish swims close, the bird's head darts forward, impaling its prey. Backward-slanted serrations keep the fish from slipping off. Surfacing with its beak held just slightly open, the bird flicks the fish upward and catches it in midair. Then it downs it headfirst. And once again, the anhinga glides through the black water. As always, you'll find photos and videos on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Yeah.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are now entering the home stretch. That last one was two songs, and the next one is two songs. So, Missy Denial by DNA iDeath and Vortex by Nocturne. Just some fun kind of industrial rock stuff. I don't know. We have fun with it here. We're allowed to have fun every once in a while. Am I right or am I right? Now, let's see what else we got. I'm trying to figure out what my next PSA should be. Bum, 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 bum. It's going to be another bird note. Heads up. All right. Coming up next. Moment of Silence by Decree. Now, I've played Decree before, but not off this album. So, be ready. Here we go.
Thank you. is bird note. When a northern saw-whet owl spreads its wings, many birds can see something our human eyes can't. The owl's flight feathers glow. It's invisible to humans without the help of an ultraviolet blacklight, which reveals a bright magenta color. Producing this otherworldly light is a trait called photoluminescence. While some bird feathers simply reflect UV light, photoluminescence involves special pigments or structures in the feathers that absorb UV and then release light of their own, often in a different color. Some cases of luminous feathers have an apparent purpose. For example, parakeets called budgerigars have glowing feathers on their crowns and cheeks that may help them stand out to mates. Over 50 species of parrots, as well as some toucans, have similar gleaming ornaments. But for other birds, such as owls, we still don't have a good idea for the reason behind the glow. The luminous owl wings do have a specific use for biologists, though. Scientists realized that they could estimate an owl's age based on the pattern of luminescent color on the wings, which changes predictably as birds grow and replace their feathers. It's a practical application of a beautiful mystery. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel. BirdNote is grateful to the many contributions of Dr. Gordon Oriens and for his ongoing support of the show.
All right, Wire and Nerve Nation, that is just about all the time that we got today. I got just a little over a minute left. So what am I going to do? I'm going to plug my socials, of course. You can always feel free to email me at wireandnerve@hotmail.com. You can give me song suggestions, tell me how much you like the show, send money. I don't know if I can say that, actually, but don't send me money officially. And what else can you do? You can tell me you hate the show. You can say you're not true industrial, and I'd say, did you listen to this episode? We covered pretty much all the ranges. You can also follow me at Wire and Nerve Radio on Instagram. I don't post very much right now due to being out of Vancouver, but we'll go full swing once I'm back. I will be very excited to be back. It's all lined up. It's happening for sure. So yeah, very excited. All right. Catch everybody next week. Message me and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.